know, sing, one time we were singing that first song, you know, it says, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. And it kind of made me think of, you know, when David went down there to face Goliath, all those 40 days, everybody had been afraid to go and challenge the champion of the enemy. But, you know, then David comes along, and as soon as Goliath was dead, all of a sudden the rest of them found the courage, didn't they? Yeah. They saw the victory delivered to him when that champion was killed. And, you know, of course not always, but in a lot of instances in the Old Testament, we see that King David served as a type of Christ. And won't it be the same way, you know, when we see Jesus defeat our great enemy? Yep. You know, at that point, you know, if we ever had any doubt before of the victory, we won't then. You know, so we'll have something to sing and shout the victory about when we see him. So, I appreciate the Lord promising that for us. And the real good thing about the Lord's promises is they have a track record of being true. You know, there's some people that make you a promise and you say, well, we'll see. You know, we'll see. But, you know, the Lord has never given us a reason to say, we'll see. He has always proven himself faithful to us. So we know that what does the Bible say, that in him are the promises of God true and amen? I may not be quoting that exactly right, but, you know, it's something like that. But I appreciate the Lord letting us be at his house again this evening. Who's got a request of prayer by lifted hand? Amen. Amen. Let's remember all these. Remember Preacher Billy as he comes preaches this evening, that the Lord would use him. Looking very much forward to getting to hear Preacher Billy preach again. Some of us is trying to remember last time it was, and we were thinking it was one of the homecomings, but I don't think it was last year. I don't know. It's been a little while since we got to hear Preacher Billy preach, so we're looking forward to that. Remember our pastor, he's on vacation. I forget what day he said they're coming back. Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow, okay. So pray for them that the Lord will give them a good rest of the vacation and bring them back safely. Continue to remember Miss Vivian. Are you doing any better this today? Feeling better?
Yeah. I think I get these stimulators off, I think, next Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know they were going to take them back off.
Oh, yeah, they're coming off.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a...
They're coming off. Okay.
I thought that was a leave it for everything. That's something a lot of stuff I don't know anything about. Okay, so pray for that then, that the Lord will take care of all that. And I know there's been several special requests that have been mentioned the past few weeks, and several are praying about job stuff. Continue to remember our young people, that the Lord would get them established, especially the ones that are just, you know, getting out into adulthood, that the Lord would give them the job that they need to have, that the Lord would send them a mate that he would have them to have, and to give them the guidance and the leadership that they need on that. Just pray that the Lord would help us all to encourage them in the right way, and pray for God to allow those parents to give them godly counsel. And that's one thing that I don't even know. I mean, obviously, I've never lived any other way. I don't have any other experience. If the Lord does not come soon, and the Lord leaves me for a typical lifespan, one day I guess I will experience this, but somebody asked me the other day if I had anybody that I could go to for advice, and I said, yeah, my dad, well, for sure. You know, there's others too, but I mean, of course, dad was the first one who came to mind. And then, you know, when I said that, I realized that, you know, not everybody can say that. Not everybody has their dad, and then some that had that, it wasn't a person that they could go to for advice, so I know that, obviously, I didn't make that happen because he was here before I was, so I can't take any credit for that. So I just thank the Lord for that grace that I do not deserve. Young people, if you do have parents to whom you can go for advice, don't take that lightly. And, you know, don't pass up that opportunity because, again, you know, according to, you know, the typical lifespan of man that God has laid out, there probably will come a point that you don't have that available to you. So, you know, take advantage of that while you can. And, you know, don't look at that as, you ain't, when you ask mom and dad for advice, that ain't using them. Trust me. In a way that's not good. You know what I mean? So, but very much, I would encourage you to take advantage of that. Who else has got a request, a prayer that you want to make mention of before we come to pray this evening? Amen. Amen. Remember these. Didn't I'm probably remembering this wrong. Didn't Lori just have some kind of imaging done that maybe we didn't know about yet?
She went back today to have
I talked to Brooke's aunt. She got moved into a regular room.
Amen.
She is on dialysis now, but her kidneys are working a little bit.
Amen.
So we're believing that God's going to heal her kidneys.
Yes.
And they left a feeding tube in just in case they might need it, but aunt said they're not going to need that. So, but I mean, this is what they had given up.
Yeah.
And she was able, when she was so sick, they couldn't do CPR on her, so her mother had to make her a DNR because of her heart. Well, she was able on her own to reverse that DNR.
Amen.
So she's getting there.
Yeah.
And she called her in on the telephone, talked to her, and Ann said that, Ann told me, since I've never prayed so much in my life. You know, sometimes it takes certain things for God to bring strength.
Amen.
And she, I mean, this is a girl, the doctor said, no hope.
Yeah.
And she is a miracle. Said they got a great report from the doctors, the team, the help at Michigan. And so I just hope she gets right with God now and tells people. And also there's a guy, Joey, my sister, well, it's my cousin's sister, my mom raised her. But she said Joey Lindsay had a heart attack. Well, my cousin Diane, her husband, is a Christian man. And they went to school together. Well, Joey called Rocky and told him, Diane said, Rocky called Mr. Bob and said, Diane said, Joey called me and said they had to do open heart surgery on him. And when they did, they had to take his heart out and actually stop it. And when he died, really, and said he saw his mom and his daddy and his grandma.
Uh-huh.
And he's not saved. And Rocky told him, said, you need to get your life right and go and tell this, because God is getting people together for his coming back.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to pray for him. Joy is his name.
Amen.
Rocky told him, said, you need to get right with God. He's to give you a witness, and you need to use it.
Amen. Amen.
Have you heard from Vicki?
Huh?
Have you heard from Vicki?
Vicki, since they changed her chemo, Vicki's doing better. Bobby's still having to draw, I think my daughter said, he's drawing the fluid off like every day or every two. He dropped like 800 cc's off instead of just yellow. But she's told me she hadn't been so sick since they changed her chemo. So she's still hanging in there. She told me, she said that Brooke had given her hope. And she said, every time I go for chemo, I pray to God, is this the day I'm going to be healed? So she's hanging in there. I mean, she said, I'll take it one day at a time.
Yeah, amen. Amen. That was the advice the Lord gave us, wasn't it? One day at a time. We don't know if we're going to have tomorrow anyway. That'd be a shame, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Spend all day worrying about tomorrow and then Jesus come before them. I mean, I know in the end it won't matter that we did. It's not much. But at the same time, it kind of seems a waste of words, don't it? I mean, I know we do. I do. I mean, but we ain't got no reason to.
If you would pray for one of my friends at work, his father suffered a pretty bad stroke, and they're not sure if he's going to recover from it. Pray for him and his family.
Amen. Remember this.
He's a good friend, good Christian man.
Amen.
I got some requests today, like to pray for.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's all I know. That's all I'm afraid. Preacher, I have it. I was going to sit down and let Preacher Stone get up here, but man, he's going to be a little bit late. All right, so I wonder if anybody's got a song to sing before we go on the service. Says, remember your recipes for Chelsea by this Sunday, because Miss Brenda will be here the following Sunday, so she needs them Sunday.
We're going to present the Mother's Day.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Remember this.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. Of cheer, and just the time I need Him, He's always here. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today.
We stand right there.
Just hold on a little.
appreciate it. Anybody else this evening? All right, everybody pray for Preacher Billy as he comes. Yes, sir.
That's the reason we need to pray for one another.
Yeah.
So let's go a little bit further.
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before of the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring forth fruit as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Says also, as ye also learn of Epaphroditus, our dear fellow servant, who is for you to you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in good works and increase in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his gracious power. Well, that's where it's at, isn't it?
He's right.
Strengthened with all might, according to his gracious power, unto all patience and long suffering, which joyfulness, or with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, and which hath made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son. I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah.
So he may be seated. Thank you for standing in honor of God's word. So now, as I looked at this scripture, I get to thinking about, well, what is it all about? First of all, salvation begins with believing.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You got to believe. You got to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins.
Amen. Yeah.
You got to believe that he shed his blood. We all know salvation begins with believing. Faith opens the door to eternal life. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of times we hear people say our faith gets weak, but grace and faith makes multiplied miracles possible. Grace and faith are earned. Listen to this now. Grace and faith are earned, unearned gifts from God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of which lest any man should boast.
Right.
And I'm thankful for that. I don't have a thing to boast in tonight but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, you got this, you got that. That can all vanish just like that.
Yeah.
Thank God I got Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll never have to worry about the dying going to hell.
Amen.
I praise his holy name for that. So faith is not yours. It's not yours to, it's not given to you because you've done something. It's a gift of God.
Yeah.
It's a gift of God. Even he give us the faith to believe.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
I thank God for the word of God, don't you?
Amen.
God purposed our redemption in his son Jesus Christ. Now listen, God didn't save you just to keep you out of hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for that.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad he kept me out of hell.
Amen.
But you know what I believe God saved us for? He saved us that in eternity Eternity, we could praise God forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason He saved us, that we could go to heaven one day and praise Him forever and ever. Yeah. He's getting praise right up there right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Amen.
I believe people that we know in the past that have gone on to be with the Lord, I believe they're praising Him right now.
Amen.
Giving Him glory and honor and praise. So His great purpose of salvation is all eternity. Church may glorify Him, exalt and magnify the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, let's read that. In Ephesians 1, 6, He said, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Yeah.
He made us accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
We didn't do anything to get saved.
Right.
We don't do anything to stay saved.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The Bible says in Peter that we're kept by the power of God.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful for that tonight.
Yeah.
And He does that for us. He's good to us, ain't He?
Yeah.
Verse 12 says this. He said that we should be to the praise of His glory from who first trusted in Christ. Then you go a little bit further and read something else in verse 14. He said, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory.
Amen.
I'm glad He purchased us.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, on a Tuesday night, I went to Smart's Grove and I wasn't looking for Jesus. I didn't even have it on my mind that I was going to be looking for Jesus. But He come by that night and convicted my soul.
Amen.
Well, I didn't go up that night. I said, well, I'll wait tomorrow night. Or I'll wait, Preacher Matthew. I'll just wait.
Yeah.
And I went home that night, didn't sleep a wink. Rolled and tumbled all night long, I was dying, going to hell. I said, Lord, if You let me get back to church tomorrow night, I want to be saved.
Amen.
Thank God that night, when they give the altar call, I guess I was the first one in there. Thank God, and it's been right ever since.
Amen.
Amen. I've been saved ever since. And the next time you see me, I'll still be saved.
Amen.
That's what kind of work God does for us. So you think about that. Now, since we have not been saved by good works, we can't even be unsaved by bad works.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
There's nothing. The Bible, Paul said over there in one of the scriptures that nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us from His love tonight. And I'm thankful for it. So God's grace is good tonight, isn't it? The greatest gift that I know of anywhere in this whole wide world is the gift of salvation.
Right.
Amen. And I'm glad God has made it possible to do that. But now here's where I want to get to tonight. And I believe this year would help us if we just think a little bit. Imagine this church, now listen to me, filled with growing Christians.
Yeah.
Amen.
Imagine this church filled with growing Christians. What do you think would really happen around here? Preacher Stoney wouldn't get to preach too much. If it was filled with growing Christians, I mean growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know I'm still a baby in the Lord. Sometimes I feel like I'm still on milk. But thank God we still can grow a little bit.
Amen.
Just visualize a congregation like this right here tonight. Growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No bitterness, no hatred, love one another. He speaks about that there, that we're to love one another, we're to pray for one another. Imagine a church full of people who care for lost people.
Yeah.
I've been really praying for our lost loved ones. Mm-hmm. Heard a preacher preaching one night. He said, you know, a lot of us is sleeping in a room right next to a lost person. And that's true, probably. Mm. For some places, it might be mine.
Yeah.
But anyhow, let's go a little bit further. This was what Paul called return, starting at the beginning. When we first began to be, when we first got saved, we was on fire for God. Am I right? Well, I tell you, we love God. But you know, seems like a lot of people anymore, that place, that love for the Lord Jesus Christ has sort of faded away.
Yeah.
Growing through by walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse 6, look what it said in verse 6, which is come unto you as it is to all the world, and bring forth fruit as it do it also to you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Growing in grace, growing in knowledge, growing in His will, finding out more every day what He wants for us.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Christ is our perfect example.
Yeah.
He went about doing good. They did the funeral procession by him. He broke them up, did he?
Yeah.
Amen. And if a little woman comes to the well and gets some water, you know what she done? She left with the well.
Yeah.
Amen. And she left saved by the good grace of God.
Amen.
So it's different when we meet Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Growing through, being rooted and grounded in Jesus. The Bible said in verse 7, he said, listen to what he said. He said, as ye also learn of Epaphroditus, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also required of us your love in the Spirit.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for that tonight, that we have that blessed hope in us today. Growing daily is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Grow. And I want to place a whole lot of emphasis on that, because I need to grow more myself.
Mm-hmm.
Growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe whenever we become a Christian like we ought to be, I believe it'll have its effect on other people.
Yeah.
I believe it will. I mean, even down there where you work, these people are watching you.
Yeah.
They watch how you act, what you do, what you say. They're looking at you. And so we can be an example for the Lord Jesus Christ, even at the workplace. Amen. Or even at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So just growing daily, being established in the faith. And not only that, there's something else there too, I believe we ought to think about. Demonstrating growth through thanksgiving. Mm. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for every day He gives me.
Yeah,
amen.
I want to thank Him for every drop of water I drink.
Amen.
Thank Him for every breath I take.
Yeah.
Thank Him for every bite of food I get.
Yeah.
Thank God maybe I ain't got a steak every time. Pork and beans is just good.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
I mean, I can make out of a can of pork and beans, can't you?
Yeah.
So God is good to us tonight, church.
Yeah.
We ought to be a praise of the Lord tonight for how good He is to us.
Amen.
I know the stranger's about to take the land, but we still got God, and His name will take him.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
I believe there's a lot of strangers coming in and taking their land.
Yeah.
I don't mean no harm about that there. Most of us come to a place where they can have a little better life. But I tell you what, we better stay with God.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Better stay with God.
Yeah.
We should ever be praising Him, glorifying Him. Lord, that we glorify them in grace, not grumbling, growling, carrying on. We should always triumph, never troubled over our trials, tribulations, troubles. They come our way.
Amen.
I've got work, can't hardly walk anymore, but I ain't grumbling too bad. I still get around a little bit.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Only thing about me, it just takes me longer to get there. that's the worst part of it. I used to run, but now I have to. I'm up in first gear now. So we're to demonstrate faith, not fear.
Amen.
We're to grow in grace, knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christians should be the most positive people in the world.
Yeah,
amen.
They should be the most positive people in the world. How does the world see us? I mean, I was listening to somebody say something one time that I thought kind of hurt. Said, I don't know where they work at. Some people there use bad language. That's not good in a Christian
right.
to do. That's not good to even do out there in the world lost people's at. Never be able to, never be able to stand bad words or things that dishonors God.
Amen.
How do we react when they see us? Will we affect others through our witness? We live in a needy world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This world needs God tonight.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. I'm talking about everybody needs God.
Yeah.
Amen.
But look how few they are that's living for the Lord.
Amen.
To compare to how many going for the devil. They're riding up on or whatever you call it, carrying on, tearing up things, destroying people's property and everything. Ain't a thing in the world but the works of the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's busy today.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's busy. He's after us today.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
And not a day goes by but what he don't try to bother me.
Yeah.
I bet you all don't ever have that kind of trouble, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. He don't ever bother you, does he? I don't got news for you. I know the ones can put him on the road.
Yeah.
But he goes on a little bit further here and says something else that I really like. Look at verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now we're Christians tonight, and we're supposed to be knitted together.
Yeah.
And that being knitted together means that we can be affected. When I think about being knitted together, y'all know what that is.
Yeah.
Being together.
Yeah.
Right.
Think about David and Jonathan.
Yes.
But they were good friends.
Yeah. Amen.
They stuck with one another. And I'm glad that Shady Grove is sticking with one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Stoney's all the time bragging on this church. Well, we're just what God made us.
Yeah. Amen.
No more, no less.
Yeah.
Right.
And so let's just go ahead and make him happy. Just go ahead and please God.
Yeah.
Amen. Not only will it make him happy, but it'll make Jesus happy.
Yeah.
More than anything else in the world. Knitted together. The same things happened to us when we become believers. We were knitted together. And the devil can't unravel it. I like that man, don't you? He can't undo what God done.
Right.
No sirree. God put it in us a great heart of love. He took out those stony heart in there and put a heart of flesh in there. Helped us to love one another. If you're not saved tonight, you have a hard time loving somebody, don't you?
Yeah.
But if you're saved tonight, and you love the Lord, you'll love one another.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen. It's that love that God puts in there. We can't do it ourselves. I was sitting over on that bench a while ago. I said, Lord, I can't do this.
Right, right.
I can't do this.
Amen.
I can't. I'm gonna call Matthew and let him do it. God said, you get up there and get with it, boy.
Yeah. Amen.
You get up there and get with it. But he can't do my job and I can't do his.
That's right. That's
no
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't do Preacher Stoney's job either.
Right. Amen.
He's got his place.
Yeah.
You've got your place.
Yes.
You're sitting in your seat tonight.
Yeah.
That's your place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. So let's go a little bit further. What about now? Christians are to, I like what I heard read in a book. Christians are not to be like tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
I read this in, I believe it's D. Hahn's book or something other. Tumbleweed just blows everywhere.
Yeah.
Never seen these pictures on the television? Here come a tumbleweed down through here.
Yeah.
But we're not to be like that. We're to be established in
amen.
The faith.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, sir.
We're to love one another. And also, Christians can't be transplanted.
Yeah.
We don't need to get in another soil. We already in the right soil.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're planted in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How about he lives in here?
Amen.
Amen.
He lives there by faith. Sometimes, Preacher Matthew, I don't feel God.
Yeah.
Seems like he's a million miles away. And he's just a breath away.
Yeah.
Just a prayer away. He's right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm thankful for that. So let's go a little bit further. There's no need to change soil. Really, there's no need to change churches.
Yeah, that's right.
If you got a good Bible-believing church, stay with it and pray for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got a good preacher, pray for it.
Amen.
I believe we got a good one.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so let's just think about that. And so he said, build up. It's the word of God that builds us and strengthens us. Verse 7 says this. Says this. As ye also learn of Epaphroditus, our fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. Think about that now, faithful minister of Christ. He was, in one sense, well, I think he's pretty much their pastor there.
Yeah, I think so.
And he'd give Paul word and all. Told Paul about things.
Yeah.
And so a Christian should study the Word of God, get established in the faith. Satan can't do nothing with it. A person that's established in the faith. The devil can't do nothing much with that person.
Right.
No sir. I'm thankful for that. So Paul mentioned thanksgiving. A thankful spirit is a mark of a mature Christian. Thankful spirit.
Yeah.
And everything give thanks.
Yeah.
For this is the will of God.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Be ready by receiving these here, the spiritual lessons and these spiritual truths, I believe we can grow. They can't be easily defeated.
Right.
Now, I know you're like me. There's a lot of times that this old flesh tries to defeat me.
Yeah. Yes,
you ever have any trouble with the flesh?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It desires things that are not right.
Yeah.
It wants to go the wrong way sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like old Brother Charles Warren said, God help me, a hand flew loose.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do tonight.
Yeah.
We need to pray and ask God, keep us together.
Yeah.
Help us to pull together. Love one another.
Amen.
Hold one another up to the Lord.
Yeah.
Every time we come through those doors back there, we ought to come through there praising God. Amen. I remember Brother Glenn up in the old church one Sunday morning, I believe it was. Preacher Ray Wood, he come in, he opened up the door, and he give out a big war whoop.
Yeah.
I believe it scared everybody in church.
Yeah.
That's what we ought to do.
Yeah.
We ought to come through those doors, but and I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's hard to get amen out of a person.
Yeah.
Maybe pay a person about $5, you reckon get an amen?
Amen.
Right.
Oh Lord, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. So a thankful spirit is a mark of maturity.
Yeah.
By receiving these pictures and spiritual progress. These cannot be easily defeated by the enemy.
Amen.
Buddy, I tell you, if you stay close to God, we stay close to Him, walk with Jesus. Enemy has got a lot of problems trying to defeat us.
Amen.
He has. But last of all today, I want to say this. I want to read these verses right here. Starting with verse 9. He said, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that ye might be filled." What did he hear? He heard their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He heard they was doing good.
Yeah.
It ought to be somebody down the road to hear about what's going on up at Shady Grove.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
They ought to be hearing that, man, they're having a time up there. I believe I'll go up there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You don't ever see anybody run down the road behind the ice truck, but you will see somebody going down the road behind the fire truck, want to see where the fire's at.
Yeah.
Praise God, we ought to be such a happy Christian that people come by and want to see where the fire's at.
Amen.
Amen. And so he said here, desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Being filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, bringing fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, knowing more about Jesus, strengthened with all might, according to his good glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of his, of the inheritance of the saints in life, who hath delivered us, and I like this verse right here, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness.
Right. Amen.
We're not in the dark anymore, church.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank God we're in the light.
Yeah.
Amen. And have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Look where we've been put.
Yeah.
Amen.
We've been put away.
Yeah.
Amen. We've been put to a place where nobody can get to us.
Right.
The devil can't get to us unless the Lord permits him to do something to us.
Right.
He has to get permission to do that.
Right.
But then look at what he said right here. I like this verse too. In whom we, the church, have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
I am so thankful tonight, church, that he is a forgiven God.
Yes,
amen.
Because I sure do fail him.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect you do too.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need church that's committed to the Lord. I believe the more spiritual we get, the more we say amen to the preacher, the harder he'll preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Just don't sit there and look at him. Back him up.
Yes.
Wave your hand at him every once in a while, if nothing else. Surely we can do that.
Amen.
Amen. But amen is the word of God.
Yep.
Amen.
When you're amen and you believe what's been said.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's about all I have tonight. I was going to tell you when I preached that. I preached that on 9/8/21 at Shady Grove. That was the last message I preached at Shady Grove as pastor. But I'm still around.
Amen.
The bugness. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we want to be great big family.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand up on the house. I'll close it out.
Amen.
All I have to say, I appreciate Matthew taking charge of the service and all. Do a good job, brother. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Appreciate every one of you tonight, church.
Yes. Amen.
God knows my heart. I love every one of you.
Amen.
If I thought that you lost my heart against one of you, I'd go to you right now.
Amen.
But I love you all. Love our teacher. Love our deacons. Love all of our lay members. I know the preacher does because he brags on you so long.
Amen.
Amen. So pray for him that God will give him a safe journey home.
Yes, amen.
His all hearts and minds clear tonight. Anybody need to come to the altar for anything? Remember services coming Lord's Day, pray much. With Brother Glenn Waters, will you dismiss us tonight?
Dear kind Heavenly Father, it's about before you this day, God will do. Give you thanks for this day that you've given us, Heavenly Father, and I want to come to your house and worship you and learn thy purpose and more time, Lord. And we thank you for all what you do for each and every one of us, the prayers that you've answered, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for the word that you have sent to us this night. I pray for Heavenly Father, preach to be the Lord, and thank you for strengthening Heavenly Father. They can stand and bring the word to us, God. God, we just thank you for each one that's come away this day, Heavenly Father, to come to thy house, Heavenly Father, to stay your spiritual blessings. On them, Lord, we can look at each other and see that you have blessed us so much in life, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for it, God. And as you just continue to help each one, God, Father, we thank you for the time and need and the blessings you give each one, Heavenly Father. We don't even know that, God. And ask you to just be with each one now as we accept the ways you keep us safe and bring us back.